Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. In light of the mass murder in the church in South Texas, is it biblically correct for Christians to arm themselves for protection? That's the headline. David James will join me in a moment with a biblical answer to that question.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Can a biblical case be made for believers arming themselves and actually using deadly force if necessary?
Well, I think there are a couple of things to consider. One, if you go to Luke chapter 22, we find that Jesus is in talking to his disciples about what things are going to be like after he is gone in his absence. And he says in verse 36 of Luke 22, "But now he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." And they pointed out that they actually had a couple of swords among them. So we find that the disciples themselves were carrying swords, and Peter, as I mentioned earlier, he was carrying a sword as well. And another thing, as far as the going back to Romans 13, the United States Constitution, the Second Amendment, provides under right circumstances that citizens can carry weapons, and so they are actually, even private citizens, become an extension under God's sovereign establishment of government to carry weapons. So they actually, private citizens, become an extension of the government. So I think there are multiple reasons that we can argue for this. And one thing also to remember as far as participating in this, remember this, that even Jesus himself, when he returns, he is going to carry out, he will command the greatest army and fight and win the fiercest battle that has ever been fought on this planet against the forces of evil at the end of the tribulation period. And actually, believers of all ages will be joining him with that. It's not that we're looking forward to that in the sense of gleefully looking for battle and to kill people, but it is a part of biblical history that is yet to be fulfilled.
David James with that biblical report on Christians arming themselves for the purpose of protecting themselves. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. With the threat of both domestic and foreign terrorism, the Christian world is thinking through the issue whether they should arm themselves to protect the people and the church facility, unlike that which has been the case in the past. David James laid out an excellent explanation of the biblical approach to the issue. The last thought that David had about Jesus leading the battle of Armageddon was very important. This future prophetic event will bring an end to the satanic power that is in this world. That's Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. And that then sets up this world for the Lord's earthly kingdom to come into place. Revelation chapter 20, verses 4, 5, and 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...